And David replied, I fasted and wept while the child was alive, for I said, Perhaps the Lord will be gracious to me, and let the child live. But why should I fast when he is dead? Can I bring him back again? I will go to him one day, but he cannot return to me. That just, to me, shows that he had confidence that God had his child in hand, that he wasn't there with him then, but he would see him again, and that he would one day go to him and see him. And it also, in the book of Job, it shows that same confidence in times of trials. In Job 19, this is towards the end when he's been going back and forth with his friends because his friends are coming and basically condemning him. And Job is trying to say, hey, I'm innocent. But in chapter 19 and verse 25, it says, But as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and he will stand upon the earth at last. And after my body has decayed, yet in my body I will see God. I will see him for myself. Yes, I will see him with my own eyes. I am overwhelmed at the thought. And so it's just a passage looking forward to Christ, the Redeemer, and our resurrection in Christ and being together with him. So the last passage I want to read is Psalms 49, and it's an awesome psalm to read when you're in a time of trial, when you're wondering what's going on, and it's one that can give comfort in knowing that God is there and he delivers, and this is how it begins. Listen to this, all you people. Pay attention, everyone in the world. High and low, rich and poor, listen, for my words are wise and my thoughts are filled with insight. I listen carefully to many proverbs and solve riddles with inspiration from a harp. Why should I fear when troubles come, when enemies surround me? They trust in their wealth and boast of great riches, yet they cannot redeem themselves from death by paying a ransom to God. Redemption does not come so easily, for no one can ever pay enough to live forever and never see the grave. Those who are wise must finally die, just like the foolish and senseless, leaving all their wealth behind. The grave is their eternal home where they will stay forever. They may name their estates after themselves, but their fame will not last. They will die just like animals. This is the fate of fools, though they are remembered as being wise. Like sheep they are led to the grave, where death will be their shepherd. In the morning the godly will rule over them. Their bodies will rot in the grave far from their grand estates. But as for me, God will redeem my life. He will snatch me from the power of the grave. So don't be dismayed when the wicked grow rich and their homes become ever more splendid, for when they die, they take nothing with them. Their wealth will not follow them into the grave. In this life, they consider themselves fortunate and are applauded for their success, but they will die like all before them and never again see the light of day. People who boast of their wealth don't understand. They will die just like animals. I hope this episode has sparked your interest in reading the 9 days of heaven. And if you visit raisedtowalk.org/P1, I will have links to all of the other books and the passages that I talked about today. And so to end with, I just like to have a quick prayer and just to pray for those of you who may have lost a child or if you know someone who's going through that right now. So, Father, I thank you so much for your love and your compassion for us. I thank you for all the promises in your word that gives us that confident assurance that, yes, you are a good God, that you love us, and that you have us in your hand. And so I ask that any person that is experiencing grief right now, that is maybe uncertain about their hope in you, that they will be filled with your peace, Lord, with your shalom, with your love, and that just that they will know for a fact that you love them, that you have them in your hand, and that you have their loved one in their hand, and that today is not the end, but they will see them again. And so we ask this in your name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Raised to Walk podcast. We'd love for you to continue to walk with us, so head over to raisedtowalk.org/news to get free updates. Have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.